Welcome to the Fall Topics. Today we're going to have a little fun. I'm catching up to everybody, and we're going to talk a little bit about that new Superman movie. Everybody knows I'm a Superman fan, so let's get into it. Welcome to everybody to the Fall Topics. My huge growing fan base. For those of you following us, please continue to leave some comments. Those are new to the show, please follow. You can find us on YouTube. Like, leave comments. And let's dive right into it. I'm jumping on this bandwagon a little late. Been gone for a couple weeks. And there's something that just really is driving me crazy, and it's been bugging the shit out of me for a long time. This era of just trashing Superman for, I'd say, a good two decades. For many reasons. It's this wokedom crap. It's this anti-American crap. I had an old friend long time ago. This was literally about 20 years ago when I started feeling what was going on with our society in regards to Superman, as things seemingly have been getting darker over the years. Batman became the new favorite superhero. And that's fine. Batman has its place. I like Batman. I do believe Superman is superior in so many ways. And then, of course, the comments and all that, I'll dive in. Batman's superior because he's a real guy and he doesn't have superpowers and he's fighting crime. Yeah, Batman's a little bitch. Sorry. his parents died. That sucks. He's a spoiled brat kid who has basically everything. But he's vengeance. The Christopher Nolan movies, all that, are a lot of fun. In fact, those are the best out of what we've seen so far. I mean, you know, people still make the argument about the original Batman, but with Michael Keaton, it was great for its time. And it still is great today. But those Christopher Nolan Batman movies were superior in just about every way. Still not sure how I feel about the new Batman movies that are coming out, but that aside, today our focus is Superman, which I'm a massive fan of. I've been my whole life. Mom making me the little cape when I was a little kid and underoos and all that kind of stuff, and just Superman was my world growing up. Now, I'm 50 years old, so I'm not super geeked out anymore about, oh, no, it was edition, you know, the Seventh World Superman, Seventh Edition, comic book number 1912. It's not like that. I know the origin stories. We all do. I love the Superman story. And many years ago, about 20 years ago, a friend of mine, when we were watching the old 1978 Superman, and when Jor-El is talking and he says, you know, they're good people, Kal-El. They just need a light to show them the way. This is why I've sent you my only son. My friend didn't skip a beat. Super massive liberal. And the words right out of his mouth, just watching a Superman movie. And this says a lot about how insane some liberals are. He was offended by the Superman movie, because it's mirroring Christianity. Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, there were a lot of Christian themed elements in that 1978 film. But something special about that. Before we really get into it, if anybody has not, I can't imagine there's anybody left. I was one of the latecomers to this, but I just recently watched the trailer for the new Superman. And let's check that out real quick. And again, if you've already seen it, go ahead and, you know, just skip ahead. And then we're going to dive into some of the things that I see from it. So again, we're going to watch this Superman trailer. Again, if you've already seen it, go ahead and just fast forward this right now. Otherwise, there's some neat stuff in this, and we're going to go over that here in a moment.
Thank you.
definitely want to know what's happening here. Definitely interesting looking right out the gate.
Clifto. Home. Take me home.
Changed up the John Williams theme there. Well, that was pretty cool. However, let's dive right into it here. Now, again, haven't seen that. That was only the second time I've seen that trailer. There's a lot going on there. Right away, what bugs me is this Superman, or forgive me, the Justice League light is what it looks like. We've seen that problem with DC now. You know, it's not Brian Singer. It's not, I can't remember the guy, Zack Snyder. Yeah, James Gunn, and he knows that world of introducing superheroes throughout the themes of his films. I think James Gunn is a douchebag. I can't stand him. Every time I hear that guy talk, him and his stupid-ass hair, and the BCG glasses, if you don't know what BCGs are, those are the birth control glasses, the black wire frame, because they like to believe that they're so unique and so different, but they're not. You're just like every other jackass that's wearing those, and that dumbass haircut that, bud, you're 60 years old, rocking the stand-up, like the bedhead, which was from the 90s. Oh, this is just what I did. I just woke up this way. No, you didn't. You'd sit there every morning, and you stare in the mirror, and you make your hair look like that. Whatever, that aside, part of the problems with directors like him taking on Superman, and this is exactly what we're going to get into here. This is Superman, okay? This is the Superman I grew up with. Everybody knows the Christopher Reeve Superman. Right there behind him is one of the reasons, that American flag. If anybody knows the history of Superman, Superman was coming out of the World War II era. There was a lot of darkness going on in the country. In the original comics, he was a savior. He was a hero. And then as the decades have gone by, of course, his origin story, all his super capabilities, all these things have, you know, they've evolved a little bit, but not much. The Christopher, you know, I mean, originally Superman could leap over a tall building. That developed into him just full on flying anywhere he wanted to go, which is great. I'm fine with that. Everybody needs to remember that the Christopher Reeve Superman movie by Richard Donner, that was the first time that a major motion picture took on, they had the idea of taking on a superhero as a serious movie. Has a little bit of comic relief in it, of course. But that was a huge risk in 1978. Watching 1970s movies is tough. It's tough to sit through. That was a strange, strange era of development. You know, there's some boundaries were being pushed, but they didn't really have a formula for it yet. And a lot of those movies are just tough to sit through, again, as I said, because some of the acting was a little over the top. You know, this is, again, this is a new era. You look at movies from the 40s and 50s and even into the 60s, the 70s was really this pivotal time for filmmaking. Richard Donner took on the task of making Superman, and Christopher Reeve just nailed it. I mean, absolutely nailed it. He took on the role, all his charisma, the Clark Kent, you know, the two different personalities right away. You know, when he was Clark Kent and when he became Superman, there were just two complete different personalities, and Christopher Reeve just nailed it. Couldn't have asked for a better performance. I would even argue he's the best performance of what Superman is throughout the ages now. And many have jumped in. You know, the Brandon Routh taking on the Superman Returns, which he basically just mimicked Christopher Reeve. He was the Christopher Reeve Superman, but just, you know, taking it, he's returned back to Earth. Unfortunately, I mean, there was some neat stuff in that movie, but Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor. And I mean, there was just some strange stuff in that movie all the way around. Superman having a kid. Anyway, again, getting ahead of the game here. The Christopher Reeve movie is just about as perfect as you can get, setting aside the 70s and some of the special effects that they had at the time. Now, at that time, too, that was way ahead of the game. You know, his flying scenes, it was kind of like the Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars changed everything. And then Superman came out, same thing. It just changed movie making and what people did believe a man could fly. That was a great time. While again, it's dated, you can sit there and watch it. Most people can sit through it and watch the whole movie. Part two was a continuation, which was fine. Three and four, I wish they just never happened. It's really sad, especially number four. That one is tough to sit through. You can tell Christopher Reeve didn't even want to be there anymore. It was just junk, you know. Gene Hackman had his little short roles in it as well. You know, contracts, all that kind of stuff. You have to make these films. Just don't even watch it. You probably won't be able to sit through it. But Christopher Reeve really was Superman, for me anyways. Now, people will say, you know, yeah, but Henry Cavill came along after years and years of Tom Welling and, you know, all these Dean Cain, these TV shows that were coming out, trying to capture again. Now, that's part of the problem, is what Christopher Reeve did with that role. He captured something that was going to be so difficult to top. And while a lot of them, maybe their intentions weren't to top it, you already have this incredible film that just lasted for decades. Nobody really attempted to make another movie about it. Don't even get me started on Nicolas Cage and that shithead thinking that he could be Superman, and that's... God, it pisses me off so much. Anyways, he just had it down. And so all these other actors are coming, and they're, you know, I would imagine everybody at that time had seen that movie, and then now they've got that really big task of trying to pull off Superman because people loved Superman so much. Jumping forward ahead today to this woke culture, this anti-America, because that's what so many people hate. Truth, justice, and the American way. That was Superman. He stood by it, the American way. Christopher Reeve said it. Then you had these new with the TV shows and the newer movies, Truth and Justice. You know, they would eliminate American way because of this Kathleen Kennedy woke bullshit approach to Superman. Jump ahead a little bit to the Henry Cavill films. This is where Henry Cavill was great at Superman. I really thought so, especially the first one. The first one, he nailed that persona. The backstory, his origin, you know, as a kid, which we all knew the story, but my gosh, man, that scene alone when Kevin Costner, that was Pa Kent, when he died in the tornado. And I mean, the acting was just off the charts, just about perfect. The way he captured the son that's from another planet, knows who he is, but he still knows this is his dad here. And he was just devastated watching his dad pass away. That was a tough scene to sit through. There was a lot of raw emotion delivered in that very short scene. But what the woke culture hates, and I've been hearing this all online, well, Henry Cavill's Superman was all about his strength. They focused on his strength. So what? That says something about today. The young men of today that are lost, they've been told masculinity is toxic. You need to be more nurturing and passive. And it's sickening watching this youth now that has no idea, that most of them don't even know. Most of them don't even know the origin story, why Superman was created as far as the initial comic book. And the initial animated, which I think was 1938. It was either 1938 or 1944. You can check that on me. The point was is that why was there a character named Superman created? It was by Americans for Americans in a strange time. Henry Cavill's Superman was great. Unfortunately, Zack Snyder just took it to a different world with all the bullshit. What Zack Snyder was trying to do, he was trying to catch up to Marvel. Marvel just was making billions of dollars on all their spinoffs. And that's where they did right. They did good about building characters in Marvel. I've never been much of a Marvel fan other than Wolverine, which I don't think there's anybody that dislikes Wolverine. It's probably some jackass out there, who knows, some little shithead again with his BCG glasses sitting in a Starbucks in his pajama pants. Yeah, God, man, what a strange time we're in. Henry Cavill's Superman was the great. It was the next best thing since Christopher Reeve. And there were a lot of attempts at Superman. I mean, there was some fun stuff about the Dean Cain one. The Smallville started out good, but it eventually just morphed into this Dawson's Creek or, Beverly Hills 90210 for Superman. It was unfortunate the way that show fell apart because it started out pretty cool. But again, the Henry Cavill Superman was great. His delivery was great. He's torn. He knows he can help especially when he finds out who he is. And then the whole Zod scenes and all that. And I get it. There was we were just not far after 9/11. So a lot of those scenes with New York, the buildings being toppled and all that, there were some, themes of 9/11 in that and all this kind of thing. But that was the first movie was really good, in my opinion. He knew who he was. Then, of course, you had to bring in that dipshit Ben Affleck, who can only play Ben Affleck in just about everything he does. That is a no-talent hack. I don't get it. Other than him being good buddies with Matt Damon, I don't get why anybody... I've actually heard people say that Ben Affleck is a superior Batman. And again, I'm not trying to spin off onto Batman because Ben Affleck's just a... God, what a douchebag is Batman. And so then they had to put him in with the Justice League. And then it just got out of control. When they did the CGI of Henry Cavill's face, because he was in the middle of a contract with another movie and we had a mustache on. So they actually had to CGI that mustache out, which just looked absolutely ridiculous. Those other two movies were shit. We're not going to spend too much time with them. The first Superman, Man of Steel, was excellent. Considering you hadn't had any excellence in a Superman delivery since Christopher Reeve, who was the first. And that all just it makes sense because so many people loved what Christopher Reeve did with that role. And it was tough. It was tough to, you know, you're going to be criticized heavily. You're going to be under the microscope because everybody's going to judge you according to the Christopher Reeve Superman. Again, Henry Cavill, good. Now, what we just saw there with the new Superman movie, the first thing that caught me was the crypto. Crypto was first introduced into Superman as a fun, for the fun comics, right? What crypto was, and if you even go back to the 1955 in the comics, and then even they've had some animation movies. I think I want to say it was either Pixar. I think Pixar was the one that did the Super Pets. Could be wrong about that, but I know that they did that. And there's been a few variations over the years. There was even something in the 70s, a quick little cartoon where he had a little cameo in it. But this is what crypto was. He was a retriever. Now, people could say, ah, Sean, you're splitting hairs here. Nah, if you're going to do it right. But this is a perfect example. Now, granted, don't know what they're going to do with the crypto. I'm surprised they've introduced him into, you know, we're going to do a reboot again of Superman or any superheroes. Adding something like crypto, unless it's like supposed to be the comic relief, but how much is he going to be in that? But now keep in mind, too, he was a retriever in the original comic and in most of the little inserts you've gotten from him over the years, mostly as kind of like a comic relief, right? So this crypto, though, that they brought into it that we saw in there, what is that, a terrier? Is that something that really should bother me? Probably not. If anything, it's a little annoying. I don't understand it. Now, that opening scene when we see, you know, Superman, is whatever happened to him, I want to assume that I'm hoping it wouldn't be Doomsday, but it could be Apocalypse that just knocked him down to the earth. If that's the case, cool. I want to see what happened to him, though. But, you know, I'm sorry. Good gosh. Forgive me. See? Marvel's done. Not Apocalypse. Darkseid. All of you were sitting there screaming, weren't you? Hearing me say Apocalypse and just, ah! No, yeah, Darkseid. That's what I'm wondering. If Darkseid, that's the other thing. I bet this part with crypto is near the end of the movie, maybe on the third scene. That's what I suspect. I don't think they're going to dive right. I mean, this clearly, you know, he's Superman. He's been knocked down to the earth. He's a pretty beat up situation. So that's what I'm thinking, is that this is going to be the third act where crypto comes in, brings him back probably to the Fortune Solitude. He gets rebuilt somehow, maybe through his crystals and all that. I did like the imagery. You know, they're sticking with the ice Fortress of Solitude out there in the North Pole. One thing that, you know, you're getting all these little elements of the 70s. So James Gunn, while I just the image of him bugs the shit out of me, whatever, call me small if you will. He's taking this quote-unquote creative license. And he's clearly changing things up a little bit. And that's what we're going to talk about here in a moment. But that's what I'm thinking about the cryptos. It's just a little bit of a comic relief, probably inserted, probably doesn't have too much of a role in the movie. I hope not. Because if he's actually flying around and, you know, I mean, what powers does crypto have? Is he going to have the heat vision? He's a dog. Okay, so it's, now, here's the other thing. Are we going to get that origin story of crypto? Was it the story where, you know, he was built at the Fortress of Solitude, or is he, did Jor-El, there's a origin story of crypto where Jor-El had sent out crypto as kind of like a test run with the ship, you know, got frozen out in space and tumbled out there for a long time. So Superman got here first when suddenly the ship, you know, kicked back on and rerouted back to Earth, and then Crypto shows up. So I am curious what they're going to do with this, but I really hope he doesn't play a major role in this film. I can't imagine how he would. That aside, little things, right? The new actor for Superman, I've already got some issues with. This is a perfect example here of this new generation. Of this, you're giving him the broccoli haircut. Okay, that's not Superman. That is James Gunn's, again, his stupid little interpretation of what he thinks, how it's going to fit into today's world. Maybe it's just because I'm older. I don't want it to fit in today's world. We've seen what today's world does. Today's world is a shit show. I mean, it's all ass backwards in here right now. And only now are they starting to try to reel back some of this crap that's been happening for the past 5-10 years. With all this wokedom and transgenderism and masks and the COVID era, which has fucked everybody's heads up. And that's a whole nother thing. I just, for the record, don't have an issue with transgender people. And this is getting way off topic, but it's just for a moment. I have an issue with people rushing to pump their kids full of these chemicals. But we're going to have an episode on that later. Again, today's supposed to be fun. We know the world is ass backwards right now. Let's not spend too much time with that. This here, Superman, and we saw in some of those scenes, and we get very little clips here. I don't know what to think about the actor. We don't know what he's going to do. I'm really curious. We saw the scene with him and his dad. There you go with James Gunn. That house that's on there on the Kent farm does not look like in any way one of the Kent farmhouses. Why do that? The arrogance of these guys sometimes, and then again, you'll go, well, Sean, you're paying attention to these little things that don't matter. No, it does matter. It's like the Star Wars sagas with all the shit they're making for Star Wars right now. When you have an agenda to social engineer people, the society, well, they don't like this now, but we're going to make them like it. We're going to show them that this is normal. No, don't do that. That's not why people are going out to watch your movies. People want to escape this reality. And again, here we go. You know, Clark Kent doesn't look really Superman-ish to me. But then you say, but he's Clark Kent. You just said, Sean, that Christopher Reeve did such a great job carrying both roles. Yeah, but when you looked at Christopher Reeve, he had the build. And he almost had to force himself to act weak, nerdy, whatever you want to call it. Very humble. I'm criticizing this guy before I've even seen the movie, clearly. And unfortunately, we got to wait all the way till July to watch this. And I am going to go see it, and I'm going to be super critical about it. I often don't even enjoy the movies that I'm going to be critical about the first time, because I've already got my mindset that this is the way it should be. And I'll admit, I'm doing likely what directors and writers are doing. They say, here's Superman. Here's my vision of it. Although my vision of it has been engineered by the Christopher Reeve saga. So it is tough for me to go into these. And with the Henry Cavill one, that's just the thing. When I watched that Superman, I was in there ready to just blow it up. I was like, they're going to screw this up. It's going to be a disaster. 5 minutes into it, I was sold. There was not a minute of that movie I didn't like. Wasn't thrilled with their interpretation of Krypton. But again, that's not that big a deal. What Henry Cavill did with the role, he nailed it. First shot, boom, just nailed it. So now that era of the Zack Snyder trash is gone. And that's how I was saying earlier about that's what what was going on there is Zack Snyder was in such a rush that he started slamming all these characters together and building the Justice League bringing in Steppenwolf and Dark. I mean, it was just on and on and on. And then the death of Superman. It was all so rushed and put together way too quickly. So here we are. We watched that whole scene, the whole trailer there. A lot of characters coming into it, and that's what I'm afraid of, is that it's going to be a super Friends or a Justice League light. We're introducing these characters now. I saw Green Lantern in there. Looks like Mr. Terrific was in there. Hawk Girl was in it. I didn't want this. Let's have a Superman movie. Let's have one about him. Give us three about him. You want to introduce a couple different villains here and there? Fine. I don't understand it. Now, again, while I don't like James Gunn and his interpretation of things, I just fear he's going to add a lot of woke crap into this. Again, I really hope that he's not going to do the Kathleen Kennedy approach. Nobody wants that. And we've seen it. I mean, all those Star Wars movies intentionally flooding all the heroes with just women. Again, women can be heroes. But when, and that's not a problem. But when I know that you're doing it, it's distracting. When I know that you're setting up all this stuff, I mean, Kathleen Kennedy was wearing that bullshit t-shirt, you know, we did this for us, not for you. Well, fuck off, because you're making millions of dollars off people that are desperate to escape reality. And then you're cramming down this bullshit reality into them. It's just infuriating. And it was so sickening watching the Acolyte. Ahsoka, unfortunately, Ahsoka, top three of my favorite characters, and they trashed it. Rosario Dawson was and I don't blame her. A lot of it, she's just told to do these things, and she can only do what the directors are telling her to do. But I don't think she really researched Ahsoka. Again, not trying to get way off topic here. Star Wars is a perfect example, and I really, really, I've said it three times now, I'm praying that James Gunn is not taking the Kathleen Kennedy approach, that we need to make this all woke. We need to have a gay Jimmy Olsen, and we need to have another Black Perry White, and because, you know, DEI, and we have to have social justice. No, just give us a movie. Stick true to the characters. Develop on that. It just doesn't make, it's so, again, you can't enjoy a movie when you're so distracted by this crap. Again, Black Perry White, Lawrence Fishburne in the Cavill movies, didn't bother me. Didn't bother me at all. What bothered me is I knew why they were doing it. It's so ridiculous. If you're going to just have a character that's A, B, or C, cool. Build on that. And I don't want to waste too much time on that, but clearly I hate this woke shit in Hollywood. And that's why I canceled my Netflix. The straw that broke the camel's back? That was the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight. That's when I was like, fuck this. Told my whole family, hey, we're getting rid of Netflix. And everybody was on board. They're like, cool. Netflix has been trash for a reason for a long time. In fact, the only thing that we really watched on a 24-hour loop in our house was Seinfeld. I mean, that was like always running in our house. Seinfeld in The Office. Again, Superman is something special. It's something inherently unique to America. And when you have been attacking America for so long, Superman has not belonged in today's culture, because today's culture has gotten so dark, so weak, so anti-America, so anti-purity, so anti-anything that represents humility, grace, strength. And we've been told now for almost a decade, masculinity is toxic. That's why you got all these men out there that are just wandering little cowards that don't know what to do with their life. They got women that just push them around and tell them what to do. And it just shouldn't be that way. If you're going to have a mutual, respectful relationship, you help each other. You build off that. There's nothing wrong with masculinity. Toxic masculinity is a man thinking he's superior to a woman, who beats his woman, who, you know, dominates every waking moment of her life. That's toxic man. Goes out and picks fights. You know, got some, you know, issues that they haven't dealt with internally, and they got to get loud and they got to pick a fight. There is such thing as toxic masculinity, but not all men, not all of men's masculinity is toxic. It's the nature of who we are. There's masculine and feminine, and that's okay. We don't need to make men feminine. We don't need to make women masculine. It's stupid. There's a balance. There's beauty in both our sexes in so many ways. Some of the things that, and the fact that a woman can have a child is just such an awesome thing. Again, sidetracking as I often do, circling back, Superman has not belonged in our society for a while, and that's because of the conditioning and the social engineering of the woke Hollywood. We've been in an era for a while where most people like Batman better. Those that were DC fans, they liked Batman better than Superman. That was, you know, shocking. And it has been strange for a long time, but I've understood why it happened. Because you created a world, our today's society, you created a world of jealousy, bitterness, anger, weakness. You've made everybody feel vulnerable and like a victim. Everybody's a victim. And then suddenly, what a shock, everybody was relating to Bruce Wayne, ironically, billionaire. That's what's some funny shit to me. But so many people related to him. Then, so in fact, look at the Joker movies with Joaquin Phoenix. What a fucking disaster those were. I mean, my gosh, it made sense, though. It applies to today's younger generation who are just pissed off at the world, and they're seeking social justice. You know, and I don't, again, Joaquin Phoenix, fantastic actor, fantastic acting. The movie was shit, and the second one was just abysmal. It was horrible. In fact, I never even finished it. I watched a quarter of it and was like, done. All those things apply to today's society when you've engineered people this way, an entire culture that's lost and confused. And again, angry, bitter, jealousy, all those things, you understand exactly why, one, people started flocking to the idea of a Batman and a Joker, and two, just dismissed the idea of Superman. All that wrapped up in each other, that's what makes me wonder, what is James Gunn really going to do with this Superman? And that's kind of why we come back to this guy. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. A couple little scenes in there. He almost had a little bit of a Brandon Routh turnaround, or Ralph, I think it's Ralph, turnaround when Lois was talking in the preview. There's a lot to unpack in that preview there, in that trailer. But again, right when I saw the haircut, these are those little things that annoy me. If you're going to do it right. This wasn't Superman. He wasn't a broccoli head. And it just shows. That was a sign right there that I fear the worst. James Gunn is going to be in injecting his wokedom into the film. Maybe not. Maybe he's trying. I mean, I don't know. Maybe James Gunn is a really strong Superman fan, and he's geeking out with his Superman knowledge. He could very well be superior to me in Superman knowledge. So maybe he's trying to, you know, he brought back the colors of the suit and all that. You know, the blue, the red, and the yellow. It's a brighter blue. The Henry Cavill one, you know, if everybody remembers, it definitely had that darker color to it. You know, the yellow was kind of faded. I like that approach. Then it applies now because of the darker world. So that's another reason I think people flock to it and it's sold. You know, if everybody remembers, go back and look at the Brandon Routh uniform, or not uniform, his super suit. It was awful. I mean, the S was like right in the center of his chest. It was just really weird. But this new Superman, I'm really curious what they're going to do here with this. How is this going to apply? I taking this over here with the, you got the colors right. And in this little scene, if you go back and watch the trailer, you'll see in the scene, this guy right back here in the yellow with the baseball hat, he throws maybe a beer can or a Coke can at the guy's head. And that's one of the things that bugged me. It bounces off the back of Superman's head. And just as it hits his head, his eye flinches. I can't imagine Superman would do that. He can't be hurt, especially by a tin can. So what's he blinking or flinching for? Again, little things that probably are just not worth, but all we've been given is this trailer. And so I'm paying attention to those little details. But I don't think this guy's going to pull it off. And maybe he will. The suit looks kind of cool. I do like that. It's got that new DC. If anybody's seen any of the new animated series, the new Superman suit's pretty cool. He's rocking the underwear on top again. Again, doesn't bother me. That's a little more towards the Christopher Reeve. I think overall, and I'm going to be watching this trailer again and again, and after probably about the fourth or fifth time that I watch it, probably going to have a different perspective than I do now, because I've been pretty critical about it, trying to find out what is James Gunn really doing here. In being very charitable and hopeful, I'm going, okay, maybe he's a Christopher Reeve Superman era fan as well, but he knows that that particular Superman, the suit, all that wouldn't apply today, but maybe he's trying to dovetail it into today's society with this new Superman. So I don't know. I want to like it. I really do. You know, that, again, I've said it many times, that Zack Snyder thing was just such a shit show. It's so sickening, overproduced, CGI, just garbage. So I do want to believe that this is going to be a good one. I really hope it will. But there's just a lot of signs already that are jumping out at me and saying, this could be a problem. For me, Superman is always going to be Christopher Reeve. I mean, it's just something special to my heart. It's when I was a little kid. I mean, he was great. That ending scene, my folks always used to make fun of me. Because this scene, I would get teared up at every single time. When he looked at the, I'm getting choked up now. I can't look at it at the screen right now. Because he's flying. It was a great ending to the movie. You know, he beat the bad guys and he smiles at the camera just for us. Hadn't connected with the audience once. And for them to do that at the very end was just pure perfect. It was just perfect. You couldn't ask for a better ending. Lois is saved. That's when he spun around the earth and went back in time and made all the changes, saved Jimmy, and all these cool things that he did. That was, again, I say, while it's timeless in the delivery. Yeah, you get past the broken cars and some of the special effects of things falling off buildings, but it really was a great movie. So I don't know. And that trailer, I'm going to play just a little bit more of a moment of it, because I am curious. In fact, we're going to fast forward a little because here's what we're going to do. Let's just talk about this while it's ongoing here. So I'm assuming now, again, maybe he's been fighting Darkseid. We have no idea why he just got kicked down to the earth. There's Broccoli Head. Fumbling around. A little bit of that Christopher Reeve-esque. But you can tell he's hurting here. No doubt about it. And man, if you really listen to the song too, it took me a minute. Now there's Lois. Here's what I'm talking about, the little turnaround there. That's almost that Brandon Routh. The house. It's not Pa Kent's house, if that's even Pa Kent. Wonder, and I'm curious if he'll die. He is calling for Crypto. Well, that's a cool scene, and that's why I'm wondering what's really going on here. Has to be the third act.
Crypto. Home. Damien home.
That's pretty cool, though. They're saving the little girl. Really curious what he's going to do with Lex Luthor here. There, we need hope. There's a third world country under war. This right here. Boom. And he flinched. There's a Green Lantern. I don't know what's up with the dinosaur, the dragon. There you go. Fort Solitude. Mr. Terrific there. That's pretty cool right there. That's a badass scene. Yeah, it chokes me up just a little bit. Again, folks, I if you haven't gathered by now, and most people that know me know exactly how much I love the story of Superman. I think in every way is superior to Batman, is superior to all the Marvel garbage. Well, other than aside Wolverine. Wolverine is the Superman of Marvel. I mean, that gosh, that movie Logan. I think I've seen Logan now probably 16 or 17 times. And I just can't get sick of that movie. Man, did they nail that. But the Superman thing, I mean, I'm really curious what they're going to do. I've said it already. I'm being hopeful. I want to walk out of that theater. I'm going to pick something that just bugs me. You guys see how I'm just irritated about the house. I mean, there's clearly going to be stuff that that I'm not digging. But if the story, if he is doing what I'm hoping he's doing, which he's taking the older style that James Gunn and I grew up with Superman, and again, dovetailing it into today's culture, adding a little bit new, I'm just praying and praying they don't do the Kathleen Kennedy woke shit. We don't need it anymore. It hasn't worked. Time and time again, they double down. People, I mean, they lose money. They lose millions of dollars producing this crap. That last trilogy of Star Wars was complete shit. They didn't know what to do with it. It's nothing but men are garbage, and we got to have lesbians kissing. And you're injecting American virtue signaling into Star Wars. People watch Star Wars to get to escape Earth. We know it's a shit show. That's a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago. Keep it that. So the same thing with Superman. I'm really, 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 really hoping he doesn't fuck this up. I'm just really worried he's going to destroy it. We haven't had good luck with cinema as of late. I mean, we're in an era where they just keep cranking out reboots. Because that's something about this new generation, too. They see the great things from the 80s and even the 90s. And we got to redo it because we can do it better. I mean, for fuck's sake, I heard they're doing a Goonies 2. I don't know if that, because often you don't know what you're seeing anymore on Facebook posts and this kind of thing. But if that's real, get the Oh my gosh. Get sorry, it's supposed to be a family friendly show. We're talking about Superman. I'm getting all bent out of shape. I just want them to do this right. Don't apply the Kathleen Kennedy. Please don't get sick of me saying it, because that really just did a number on me, as much as I love Star Wars and the way she just absolutely trashed that franchise. Rogue One was great. Clone Wars, the animated series, was terrific, especially season 7, the last 4 with Ahsoka. Wow. If you haven't seen it, man, go watch that. Wow. You don't even need to watch the whole series. Just jump to those last 4, the way they completely dovetail it in with Revenge of the Sith. Man, it's great. And Ahsoka is in my top 3 favorite characters. In fact, we're going to do an episode on Star Wars in the very near future. I'm going to break that one down. That one's going to be fun. I'm going to have some whiskey during that one, because I'm just going to shred that. Folks, thanks for watching the Fall Topics. Again, share our channel around, please. Leave comments. Follow us. Tell people to start watching in, because the show's only going to get better. Thanks again, everybody.